This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the behavior with parents. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the behavior with the parents in the Islamic lifestyle, which is the part of the social behavior. Now, when we talk about the parents, we know that Islam has paid an importance to the parents, and especially the Quran is talking about the parents, that you need to take the care of the parents when they become old, and we need to respect. So the respect that is being given in the Islamic teachings, in the Islamic texts, it shows that a person who is a Muslim and he wants to have an Islamic lifestyle, he must respect his parents. He must obey his parents. And the status of parents is so high that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to their status after himself. Therefore, we need to make sure that when we are dealing with our parents, we are respecting them in the best way, so that we are making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And if we are able to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, then obviously this is what it is required. And Allah becomes happy when the parents are happy from their children. When parents are happy, when parents are satisfied with their children, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is satisfied. And we need to, inshallah, strive or work on it so that we can have a good, we can deal with them in a good manner, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of behavior with the parents, and we said that Islam pays an attention in the Islamic lifestyle. So we can see that in the chapter Isra, verse 23 and 24, Allah says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah says that Allah has decided that you need to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not worship anyone except Him, except your Lord. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And do have a good manner or do good to your parents. وَالِدَيْن, to the mother and father. And then it says that إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرْ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. And when one of them, or maybe both of them, have become an old, now they are in the age where they need you, they have become old, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ, and do not say even a word to them that will hurt them. So have a good speech with them. And this is what Quran is talking about, and this is what Quran emphasizes. Therefore, we need to obey the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to our parents. And Allah says about the rahmah, about the mercy, having a mercy upon them, talking to them in a good manner, and taking care of them. And this taking care of them means that we take care of them by ourselves, not others. And obviously, and then it says that you must pray for your parents. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. And say, oh Lord, have mercy upon them the way they had mercy upon me. When I was a child, they were taking care of me. They were very much caring about me. They had mercy upon me. So, oh Allah, you also have mercy upon them, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.